Arissa True, a teenage skateboarding sensation with her eyes set on the Olympics, has been awarded one of world's sports top honours. Arissa claimed the Laureus Action Sportswoman of the Year overnight at a ceremony in Madrid. The 14-year-old from the Gold Coast was honoured for her pioneering feat at the age of just 13 last year when she became the first female skater to land a 720, a trick that involves two full rotations in midair in competition. Here is some of her acceptance speech at last night's gala event in Spain.
It was really cool because I look up to Tony Hawk so much, and I was pretty close to the trick, like landing it for a while, and then I knew at the comp I wanted to try it, and he helped me, he gave me some tips, so it was really cool because he's one of my idols, and then when I landed it in front of him, I was just so happy because he invented the trick.
Oh my God, so congratulations. Can we give her a round of applause? Congratulations again. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, well done.
Well, Trevor Ward is Arissa True's coach, and he joins me now. Hi there, Trevor.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Congratulations to you as well as Arissa's coach. Can you explain to our listeners just how big a deal this award is?
Oh, it's crazy. I'd heard about it, but we just got an email in January telling us that we'd won it, and we looked up, or we were nominated, that Arissa was nominated, and we looked it up and we're like, wow, this is huge. It's something that Nelson Mandela founded, and it's, a massive sporting legacy now. You look at all the past winners, like Kelly Slater's won it, Lane Beachley from Australia's won it. It's pretty amazing, and for Arissa to get just a nomination was amazing to get to that.
Yeah, it puts her in great company at such a young age as well. You could hear the joy in her voice just then. I know that you were in touch with her shortly after the win. What did she tell you?
Oh, look, she was laughing. She thought it was amazing that she got to do it. She really just cares about skating, number one, and she just said it was an amazing night to see everything, and she didn't expect to win it at all. She was just going there because she got a free flight there, and it was it was first class. She's just a little kid having a lot of fun in all of this.
Wow.
Yeah, she was pretty stoked on it all, and but she just wants to get back to her skating and her friends.
Yeah, for sure. Look, it's been a whirlwind year and a half for her. She's won the award off the back of winning the X Games gold medals and for executing that 720. I believe the first woman ever to complete that move in competition. Can you tell us a little bit about the 720?
Yeah, look, it's two rotations coming up backwards on a skateboard. I think she was the seventh or eighth Australian ever to do it out of men as well. So there's not a lot of us that actually did the trick anyway. And, I landed that 20 years ago, and now the little girls at 13 years old are doing it. But, look, she started training it probably in April last year, and then we just had to go on the road competing. And then it got to the contest when we were at with Tony Hawk, and she said, oh, should I try it? And I was like, yeah. And then in 14 goes, she did it, which was unbelievable.
Mm. You mentioned Tony Hawk there. So did she in her acceptance speech. For listeners not particularly familiar with that name, I mean, he was an absolute legend of, or is an absolute legend of the sport, and the first person to complete the 720. Why is he such an icon?
Oh, look, Tony's just done so much for our sport. He actually created a lot of our tricks that we do. And he's just been such an icon and brought us into the general public, especially when he invented the 900 back in 1999 at the X Games. You know, we went from not being a well-known sport or even a sport, really, and to being mainstream after that. His name just went around the world, and then he had his computer game, which went massive, and it just brought an eye to skateboarding, and it actually changed skateboarding. It made things that we were doing on computer games become reality, and that all happened because of Tony Hawk's enthusiasm into computer games as well.
Now, as someone who's not a skateboarder, I'm assuming the 900 is 2.5 rotations?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about Arissa when she came to you and her development as a skateboarder. Was there something special from her from the beginning?
Well, you know, Arissa turned up at we own an indoor skate park on the Gold Coast, and she turned up as this little 9-year-old girl in a tutu, and I was like, oh, yeah, and we had some competitions under nines or nine and unders, and she'd win them, but she'd only really be her and maybe one other girl in it. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's all right. And then about 2 years went by, and after COVID, she came to our skate park when we reopened, and she's like, oh, I want to do lessons. And within a year, she did really well against – she went from, like, the little girls' lessons to being in the advanced men's lessons. And I was like, all right, she's pretty good. We'll see. And then she started out skating some of the men and then the boys, and I was like, there's something here. And then we opened an academy where they do 3 hours of education and 4 hours of training a day. And I tried to convince her parents to come when she was ready to go to high school to our academy. And I said, look, I think that she's a generational talent. I am like, I've never seen anything like this.
So Trevor, you had to talk her parents into joining your educational academy.
Yeah. Look, we just had to get her parents over the line. They wanted her to have a normal high school life, and eventually they agreed, and she came, and it hasn't been anything but normal since she's been involved. We've been all over around the world, and it's funny, like her dad and I will be driving somewhere around the world, and he goes, thank God you told us to do this, or else we probably wouldn't be sitting in this country, and it happens every country we're in.
Or so flying at the front of the plane.
Amazing. So, yeah, well, she's flying at the front of the plane now.
So what makes her so good? Is it her agility, her balance, her courage, her approach to the sport? What is it?
Oh, look, she has courage like you wouldn't believe. She's, it's funny to see little girls absolutely smashing themselves into concrete and wood. And, you know, I've got my own daughter who skates with her, they're best friends, and they just go in out there and they push each other. And I think it's a combination of the courage that she has, the skill level, and the understanding of from her brain to her body, that connection is massive. And then the other part is that it's the environment. We've created an environment where she has everything she needs to achieve what she wants. And she's never shut off to anything. You mention something to her or give her some ideas and she's like, okay, yeah, that sounds great. She's got amazing work ethic. That's probably the biggest thing for her. She skates phenomenally and phenomenal hours.
Mm. Look, finally, Trevor, Paris Olympics is July. Will that be next stop for her? And how far do you think she can go?
Well, we have Shanghai next month, which is an Olympic qualifier. Then in June we have Vertalert, which is where she did the 720 last year. So hopefully we got a new trick for that. Then we go to Budapest for another Olympic qualifier. Then the X Games at the end of June, and then we have a month off, and then we have the Olympics. So fingers crossed she makes the Olympics. She's pretty close I think she's ranked 11th in the world at the moment, and yeah, we'll see if she can bring home a medal, and hopefully it's gold at the Olympics.
Absolutely. Trevor Ward, thank you so much for joining us here on RN Drive.
Thanks so much for that.